This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. It's a sea of red, red, and more red if you're looking out at emerging markets this morning. With numbers like negative 2%, not a pretty picture. To help explain what's going on, we called up the BBC's John Sudworth in Shanghai. Good morning.
Good morning, Lizzie.
So we look at these great big moves, 2% down, more than 2% down in Tokyo and Hong Kong, the worst start to an emerging markets year in 5 years. What's going on, and really, why is this happening?
Well, you're right, Lizzie. It's been a pretty gloomy start to 2014. And I suppose to sum it up in a nutshell, two reasons, less Fed and less China. I think in particular, it's the less China that we should focus on here, particularly given that I'm sitting in Shanghai. And the real worry is that Chinese growth is slowing. And that's why many analysts believe we're seeing this sea of red across the trading boards.
There are some other things that are going on in the global economy in Turkey, in Argentina, in Thailand, but the China question is the one that endures when you look out over the next year, the next few years. Do we have a sense of how transparent China's being about where growth is going for the next year or two?
Well, there are real worries about it. Many people questioning the very data that China uses. The worry is that if China can't pull off this transition that it needs to go through in rebalancing its economy, then that will be very, very bad news indeed. So I think what we're seeing is the markets just pondering and mulling over the possibility and pricing some of it in to today's figures and prices on the stock markets.
The BBC's John Sudworth from Shanghai. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure, Lizzie.